For today's scripture, we jump right back into the New Testament. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of your sinful nature. That's found in Galatians 5:16. Very wise words from Brother Paul.
Dearest Lord, thank you for the gift of my instructor, the Holy Spirit. He teaches me to live as you lived, to walk as you walked, to talk as you talked. He ignites a fire in my heart and he revives my soul. Lord, you called me to be like Jesus in every way. I cannot do this on my own, through my own power. I need the indwelling of the Spirit of life to make me into the image of my beloved Jesus. Amen.
Today, be honest with yourself. Be honest, totally honest. Do you have a problem letting go of your control? You know, you're not alone. It's hard for us to admit as human beings that we can never live the life that God wants us to as long as we try to do it without His help. But we are assured that if we will die to self and our old sinful nature, and we are truly beginning to live by the Word of God, that indwelling Spirit will transform us into the image of Jesus. When was the last time you, my friends, prayed, "Thy will be done, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in my life."
Today's action. Today, try to do what Jesus would do, to say what Jesus would say, and to serve like Jesus would serve. Ask the Holy Spirit to instruct you. Today's treasure is found in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. But may the God of all grace, who called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you.